And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Words taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, my dear faithful, is, of course, the first Saturday of the month. The first Saturday is the day on which Our Lady has asked us to make reparation to her Immaculate Heart. And the way she wishes us to make this reparation is by fulfilling the requirements she herself explained to Lucia, the oldest of the children of Fatima. Those requirements are to receive Holy Communion, to go to confession within the week, either before or after, to say 5 decades of the Rosary, to make a 15-minute meditation on one or all the mysteries of the Rosary, and to do all of these things with the intention of making reparation for the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And so this morning, I would like for you to consider the third joyful mystery, the Nativity of our Blessed Savior. The Gospel of St. Luke tells us of these solemn events which took place on that first Christmas night. He describes what happened in the second chapter of his Gospel. Our Lady and St. Joseph came to Bethlehem by decree of Caesar Augustus. And when they arrived, no one would take them in and give them a place to stay. They were shunned by all. Divine providence permitted this. God allowed this so that Our Lady and St. Joseph might find a dark, damp cave used for sheltering animals in order to shelter the Son of God made man. And there in the dark cave, St. Luke tells us that Our Lady brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him up in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. And Our Lady was forced to use such humble accommodations because, sadly, as St. Luke writes, there was no room for them in the inn. Then an angel appeared to poor shepherds who were watching their flocks nearby, and the angel brought them good tidings of great joy. The angel said to the shepherds, "This day is born to you a Savior who is Christ the Lord in the city of David. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger." What great faith those poor shepherds had, my dear faithful. They readily believed that their Savior, the Savior of mankind, could be clothed in poor rags and being lying in a bed of straw used for animals. And thus these faithful shepherds came and found the dark cave. They found the Christ child and his mother. And they saw the things that the angel had foretold them. St. Luke writes, "And seeing they understood of the word that had spoken to them concerning the child." We can well imagine these poor and humble shepherds slowly entering the dark cave. They kneel down before the Christ child and his mother. They see the manger full of straw. They see the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes. An overflow of joy must have filled their hearts. Their simple faith was rewarded by giving them the chance to see with their own eyes God made man. After the shepherds saw this great sign, St. Luke writes, they returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. My dear friends, as the Church wishes us to contemplate the birth of our Savior during this time of year, she also wants to turn our minds to the fact that the Son of God made man, who is born in Bethlehem, is the same one who is born on our altars at each and every Mass. The body of the divine infant, which Our Lady placed in the manger at Bethlehem, is the same body which the priest holds in his hands and which is truly present in our tabernacle. Thus, the mystery of the Nativity is intimately bound up with the mystery of the Holy Eucharist. Even the circumstances at Bethlehem relate to the Holy Eucharist. For example, the very name Bethlehem in Hebrew means house of bread. The swaddling clothes which wrapped our Lord's true body reminds us how he clothed himself in the Holy Eucharist on the appearances of bread and wine. And also, our divine Savior was laid in a manger of straw, a manger used by the animals from which to eat. Thus, through Holy Communion, our Savior becomes food for us and comes into our souls to nourish and strengthen them. Let us then, my dear friends, during this Christmas season especially, renew our devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. Let us increase our faith in Christ, truly present on our altars. When you receive him in Holy Communion, remind yourself that it is the same Jesus whom the shepherds saw in the stable at Bethlehem. It is the same sacred body which the Holy Mother of God brought forth. It is truly astounding to think that the same sacred body which she held in her arms, we receive in Holy Communion. We may even go so far as to say that Holy Communion is, in a certain sense, a renewal of Bethlehem. When you approach the communion rail, you represent the shepherds approaching the dark cave, and the priest represents Our Lady holding the divine infant. And so, my dear friends, when you come to receive him in Holy Communion, imagine you are receiving the infant Jesus from the hands of Our Lady. And when you do receive him, offer it in reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In other words, make up for the coldness and ingratitude Jesus and Mary experienced that first Christmas night, when there was no room for them in the inn. Down through the ages, countless ungrateful souls have made no room for him in their hearts. They have filled them rather with worldly things and forgotten the one thing necessary. On this first Saturday, you have the greatest opportunity to comfort and console the infant heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of his Mother. And you do this by coming to Mass and making the communion of reparation and fulfilling the other requirements of First Saturday. There can be no doubt that this devotion of the communion of reparation on the First Saturdays is one of the greatest acts of love that we can perform in Our Lady's honor, because she herself requested it. And so I encourage you to persevere in this First Saturday devotion. Be faithful to the Mother of God. Say the Rosary every day. And finally, let us ask Our Lady to increase our faith and our devotion when we receive her Divine Son in Holy Communion. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.